Welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
PaulCullenWines.com. How many states are you allowed to ship to?
43 states. Yeah. And I got a discount code for your peeps for you too. I'll give it to you at the end. Okay. Starting out with, I got Prosecco from Treviso, which is the daily Prosecco from that region, so it's DOC. From Conegliano, it's a lot more money, and it's DOCG, which is amazing also. But I wanted to have, we call it the roadie, speaking of roadie. So, and I don't mean you drink that when you're driving. We call it the roadie because it does what a roadie does. It kind of gets you set up for the show. So you can do Aperol Spritz or any spritz you want. You can drink it by itself. You can do mimosas, drink it by the pool. So that one's called the roadie. And then the next sparkling is the Lambrusco, which I talked about, which is, you know, dry, fizzy, cold red wine, unlike Riuniti. And I'm so happy for the vineyard. Andrea and Angelo and the family are celebrating this year their 100th year of the family making Lambrusco. And in fact, I'm taking my group there in October for a tasting and a visit. And then go to the white. It's Roero Arnace. So Arnace is a grape from the northern part of Italy. And it's sort of like in between, if you like Pinot Grigio, you like Chardonnay, it's kind of in between. It's more of a medium to full body, not a lot of acidity, no tannins because it's not done in oak. It's got peach and pear. It's really friendly wine just to drink by itself. And of course, it goes great if you're doing burrata and peach salad or something along those lines. And in fact, Arnace in Italian means little rascal. So it's a real hard grape to grow. And I sort of love that whole backstory on that. And then our rosé is our Rockin' Rosé. And it's based Nebbiolo based from Langhe. So it's basically the Barolo grape. And then also blended in that is Barbera from that region. And then Dolcetto. So it's a darker, richer rosé because it's left on the skins a little longer than normal. And Dolcetto has dark skins already, or darker than most. And then we'll go to our first red, which is the Barbera di Asti. It's obviously Barbera from Asti. This one's all vinified in steel. So it's nice and clean, low tannins. If any at all, spicy, bright, just a lovely food wine, especially with any kind of, you know, mushroom risotto and sausage and all along those lines. And then we have our Rockin' Rosso, which is Nebbiolo again with Cabernet Sauvignon and Barbera. And that one's in oak for 12 months. So it has a little bit more structure than the Barbera. And for those cab drinkers and Barolo lovers, it's right along those lines. And then we finish up with our Moscato di Asti, which is one of my favorites. I'm not just saying it because it's mine. So it's slightly sweet, not overly sweet, and it almost has a dryish finish to it. But it goes great, you know, with our desserts. You know, people are amazed sometimes. They're like, wow, this is really good. I'm like, dude, my name's on it. If you're building a brand, you can't have crappy wine. No. you got to put quality stuff in there. And that's, you know, that's everything I do is all based on that anyways. So, you know, they're not sure what to expect. So that's the wow factor, right? They're like, yeah, okay, well, the guy has his own wines. And then, wow, you know, especially the Lambrusco, because like I said, I start every party with it. And people are looking at me like, what the heck is this? This is like, it's amazing, you know, because we serve it chilled the way you're supposed to. And we put it in a champagne flute because the lavender foam comes up about halfway and it just looks gorgeous.
You've traveled all over the world with your wine business and then with your travel adventures and then touring with Bad Company. Do you have a favorite place or favorite region?
Wow, I have so many, but if I just have to pick one and maybe one that I would live in one day, would be Tuscany. It's just stunning. The food, the wine, the views, the people. I think it's just a heaven on earth.
A good wine and music pairing?
Let's see. I write my own songs. I think Bill the Wine. No, I don't know. I think my song Dream Dance that I wrote for my wife, that was my first original. And it was written about the Piemonte region that we were there. So I would say with that song would be a Barolo.
Besides yourself, the most famous person you've come in contact with?
Ooh, wow. Yeah, myself not included for sure. I'm only semi-famous. I would say I've cooked for Ryan Felipe, you know, the actor.
Yeah.
He was super cool. I've cooked for him twice, actually. And then I think God, I met so many cool people. I think David Gilmour from Pink Floyd was my fave. And he's a lovely guy. He's a lovely guy, too. Well, yeah.
Now, would he be okay with you saying that term, lovely guy?
Sure. I think they didn't like that. Yeah.
That's English kind of flavor to it. Yep. If you could have anybody alive, past, or in history, whatever, at your table.
I think it would be Mick Rouse from Bad Company. You know, he just passed away just a little while ago, and he was 81. He's the one that turned me on to wine, you know, on the tour bus. So I think he would really appreciate my wines and the way I cook. And in fact, it'd be great to have him and Simon Kirk both at the table, the drummer from Bad Company, so I could show him that I'm not just a great bass player.
The Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.